2 years ago, Arkansas voters approved an amendment allowing full-fledged casino gambling in the state. Since then, owners of the casinos have been working to reach the broadest and most ideal base. Member station KUAR's Michael Hiblin spoke with a reporter who has been looking at the data so far.
All are building larger facilities. While in the Russellville area, a legal fight continues over an eventual casino to be placed there. Cal Massey writes about the current situation in this week's issue of Arkansas Business. He joins me now. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Michael.
You open with the fact that casinos carefully track their patrons through players' cards. These are a way that people can build up rewards or maybe get free meals. How important are these to the casinos?
Well, they're hugely important. It's the casinos use the cards, which they base upon the driver's licenses of the players that are applying for the cards, to track what games and purchases and things that people are doing in the casinos. I talked to Chairman John Berry of the Quapaw Nation. He's their business chief, and he told me that it's a very intense part of what they do. Their database of players, they have a couple hundred thousand that they can stratify by age, what games they play, how often they play these games, all kinds of things.
And also could help them in deciding in the future what games they add.
Right. Slot machines continue to be the most popular casino attraction. The slots can be 65% of a casino's revenue. But then again, there's a fluctuation in the popularity of table games.
Among the data, too, is the ages. And you are right that there's also efforts to try and attract younger people. When we think of casinos disproportionately, it's the older people going to them, especially the slots. But there are all kinds of strategies being thought out about the best ways to attract younger people.
Joan Botts, who's the marketing chief at Oaklawn, told me that like most casino guests, theirs tend to be older, age 40 plus. But the fact is that all the casinos realize that they have to appeal to a younger generation. And one of the ideas there is to make more modern slot machines, trying to style these games more to look and play like video games. Now, these may not be exactly skill because they still pay out at the same rate as the other slots, but they tend to be more popular with a generation that has been raised on video games.
And sports betting is having a wider presence. Oaklawn and Saracen are now offering that, while Southland plans to begin offering sports betting soon. What's the status with Southland getting things finalized?
Scott Harden of Department of Finance Administration told me that the Southland plans to offer sports gambling, but it has to first submit a plan to the Arkansas State Racing Commission. Now, sportsbook is going on at Oaklawn and at Saracen, and it's completely exceeded expectations. Oaklawn said that they are overjoyed to see the kind of handle that they've had, and Saracen people are waiting to. They've got more machines on order, these kiosks that allow people to place bets on different games and different sports.
That's Kyle Massey. You can read his article in this week's issue of Arkansas Business. Kyle, thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.